Israeli forces cracked down further on the Palestinian territories today. Attack helicopters fired rockets into Gaza City. Details of the operation are still coming in, but initial reports say the target was near the home of the leader of the militant group Hamas. The group has claimed responsibility for many of the suicide bombings in Israel over the past 23 months. Earlier, Israel imposed a complete ban on Palestinian travel in much of the West Bank. Today's move follows five Palestinian attacks that killed 13 people and wounded dozens of others in the space of just over 24 hours. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, what more can you tell us about tonight's Israeli attack in Gaza?
Palestinian witnesses in Gaza say Israeli Apache helicopters fired three missiles at an ironworking factory in Gaza. The Israeli army said that it was being used as a weapons factory. The Palestinian witnesses said five people were injured, one of them seriously, and that electricity was out in most of Gaza City.
There was also another attempted Palestinian attack in northern Israel earlier in the day. Tell us about that.
Well, in that attack, the Palestinian wearing an explosives belt hitched a ride with an Israeli Arab, and he was picked up just on the outskirts of the Israeli Arab town of Umm al-Fahm. And while they were in the car, the suicide belt exploded, killing the bomber and seriously injuring the driver, who was an Israeli Arab from Nazareth. Israeli police say that another suicide bombing was averted and that the device apparently exploded prematurely.
Mm-hmm. How are Palestinians reacting to Israel's new travel restrictions imposed today in the West Bank?
Well, according to these new travel restrictions, Palestinians in the northern West Bank cannot travel at all. They can't travel between the cities of Ramallah, Nablus, Jenin, Qalqilya, and Tulkarm. That's more than half of the West Bank. One Palestinian human rights activist called it the complete destruction of Palestinian life. He said it will make the humanitarian crisis that's going on in the West Bank even more serious. It will mean that not only can Palestinians not enter Israel, which they haven't been able to do for quite a while, but any Palestinian, for example, who wants to sell his goods in another Palestinian area won't be able to. The Israeli defense minister said measures like this will continue and that Israel will do whatever it has to stop suicide bombers. He also said, by the way, that Israel now has about 140 Palestinians who were planning or on their way to carry out suicide attacks and were intercepted before they could do so.
Thanks very much, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.